if you're going to get dressed up in your very best clothes, you might say that I'm what?
I'm looking cute.
You're looking cute. That's right. All right, if you saw an old person and, you know, you said that this old person can really get around real well, now what might you call that older person?
I said she hasn't done a good one, but she's failed.
Okay. If he's got lots of energy, if this old person has lots of energy, what might you say?
I said she's smart, though she shows it in her old age. You can tell what he was when they were younger coming up.
Okay.
If a person's smart when they're young, it grows old young when they stay with them, when they're old, they just can't do enough. They're always doing.
Okay.
Every time you see them, they got something on hand to do.
If you know somebody that never wants to do any work and doesn't have any ambition at all, what do you call that person?
Lazy and sorry.
Okay.
That's right.
That's right. What do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill?
That's peckerwood.
Okay.
You know they're red-headed?
Yeah, and they have long bill. They make a noise when they do it.
Part white. That's pretty to me. Yeah. Boy, they can just get to a tree and just peck there a whole half a day. They'll keep you company around the house if a pine tree round.
What do you call an insect that jumps around through the grass and it's not, you know, it's green?
It's a frog and a lizard. You know, there's some of these little old lizard bees on the grass. They be on the ground where this place is thick and green.
Yeah.
And when you touch this bush, they done lift over there to the
other. Well, this is something like a cricket.
That's a cricket. There's some of them black.
Well, if it's not a cricket and it's green and it jumps around.
Hoppergrass,
okay. Mm-hmm. If something that you have goes out of control, you might be in a car and say the car would skid and go out of control. What would you call that? Like if...
gas out?
Well, if let's say that you hit a slick place in the road, and it just sort of skids all across the road.
Lost control.
Well, do you have any other names for that?
Just lost control and out of gas or something of the kind.
Okay.
A lot of times you're out of gas and then you just drive and ain't paying no attention. And you're into
that does happen. All right, what do you call an old dilapidated house that evil spirits can live in? And little children might be afraid to go in this house.
Well, I feel it fall down on me.
Well, I know it, but what do you have a name for that?
Well, it's been a slave time.
Okay. Do you have a name for these, like, spirits that might inhabit this ghost house or whatever?
Well, the people always said that, you know, that house is haunted. I passed there last night and I saw a little dim light, but I didn't see nobody.
Yeah, well, if they thought somebody lived in there, what might they call them?
It was just some old spook.
Okay. If you have something like a black cat or walking under a ladder or something like that that's supposed to bring bad luck, what do you call that?
They said that a black cat brings you bad luck. That's all I know about that.
Okay. Do you have a name for somebody who brings bad luck? Like if you see that person coming, you don't want to get near them because they might bring you bad luck. Do you have a name to call that person?
They said it was some kind of spook.
Okay. What do you call a child who's born whose mother and father aren't married?
Well, that's some call them bastard.
Yeah. Okay. When a person dies and you take the dead person to be prepared for burial, where do you take them?
To the undertaker.
Okay. And what do you call the box or the case that the body's put in when you get ready to bury?
Casket.
Okay. And what do you call the place where you bury the person?
Cemetery.
Alrighty. If you see some flowing water, but it's smaller than a river, what would you call that?
Brain.